Doyle is revealing part of his capital budget, which would use borrowed money to help pay for state and university system buildings. He says under his plan, the UW-Milwaukee would get $240 million in bonding over the next 6 years. Doyle says he expects that the university will use some of the money to build a new school of freshwater science along Lake Michigan, a project Doyle says would be very timely.
As with the passage of the Great Lakes Compact and the emphasis on the Great Lakes, I think that this has the potential and the likelihood, if we make the investment, of being the premier research institution on the Great Lakes, which will be an enormous opportunity. Milwaukee also has worked very hard to develop a business cluster around all of the businesses related to water.
One of the co-leaders of the business group that's been pushing for the freshwater school is Paul Jones. He's CEO of the A.O. Smith Corporation, which makes water heaters and other products. Jones says the school would help create jobs eventually.
Well, it's not going to be tomorrow. As with anything with a capital budget, there's an investment, long-term investment, but it will be. We'll be bringing in scientists, engineers, hopefully the people we train here will be working for these companies and maybe some new companies that we can bring to the area.
Some private dollars still have to be raised for the various projects, and state lawmakers still have to okay the capital budget. But a spokesman for the Milwaukee Association of Commerce and Republican State Representative Jeff Stone gave their thumbs up to the UW-Milwaukee portion as they left the governor's news conference. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.